These quarantine quarters are a mix of unused housing, new builds, and empty office spaces. It depends on what the village has available. The native village of Hooper Bay, one of the biggest communities in the YK Delta, found it had 3 apartments sitting unused. So the tribe offered them up as quarantine housing. The apartments are fully equipped with furniture and food, and they've even provided for potential boredom. One apartment has board games, and the other 2 have DVD players. Tribal administrator Paula Hill says they have really sought to encourage people to use them, especially since an elder died after contracting the virus in neighboring Chivac.
After that incident, a lot of our community members have become so aware and vigilant, realizing that this virus can come from anywhere, including one of our neighboring small villages.
The COVID rate for both Hooper Bay and Chivac has subsided now. Once the pandemic has passed, Hooper Bay plans to return the apartments to the entities that loan them. Upriver, Akiak has a different plan for the quarantine quarters it is now building. Tribal administrator Sheila Carl says after the pandemic, the homes will be used to help mitigate overcrowding.
Eventually, they will be transferred over to members in the community to use as homes to address the issue of overcrowding. Every small community in Alaska is.
The Akiak tribe is finishing up construction on 2 3-bedroom houses and 2 duplexes. Part of the funding comes from the CARES Act. Akiak expects all of the houses to be finished and ready for move-in before the CARES Act deadline runs out on December 30th. In the meantime, Akiak does have some emergency quarantine housing residents can use. One is a house, and the other is a room in an empty office building. New Talk is also building quarantine houses, which it expects to be finished in the spring. It doesn't currently have places for people to quarantine. The acting tribal administrator wasn't sure how the homes will be used after the pandemic, since the entire village is relocating to a new location upriver in Mertovik. The city of Good News Bay is providing a different kind of emergency housing. It has turned an unused conference room into temporary isolation quarters. The tribe is asking people to quarantine in their own homes when they return from travel, in a room away from other household members. And travelers who have tested positive for COVID-19 aren't allowed to enter Good News Bay. They are usually stopped in Dillingham. But if someone were to test positive or get sick en route to Good News Bay at the point of no return, they could isolate in the conference room. The quarantine quarters across the villages may look different, but the message is the same. Tribes want people to quarantine to slow or stop the spread. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.